wonderful to see so many people out here today in the Newcastle weather. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
So let's just look at what we've been through in the last nearly 3 years. So first of all, we had the claim that there was a virus, which has never been proven. There's been no isolated or purified evidence to show that this so-called virus actually exists. And this happened in January 2020. Then we had the widespread use of PCR tests, which are not calibrated to any virus because there is no SARS-CoV-2 from nature. It is a construction from a computer algorithm based on gene bank information and not a virus derived from nature. So we had widespread testing, widespread PCR testing and lateral flow testing. We had the lockdowns where you were supposed to be locked in your home and wearing masks and social distancing. You understood that something very wrong with this. You didn't comply with it. You could see through it. Then we had three sets of lockdowns. We had the administration of drugs like midazolam and morphine excessively in nursing homes and hospitals across the UK. We had protocols that were COVID protocols, that were death protocols. There really are murder protocols. And I've seen the evidence on many cases now that this has happened. This has been happening for a long time. So the last 3 years has built on what's been happening for the last 40 years. And it's all wrong and it all needs to stop. So we've had those lockdowns and now we've been let out. But some of us never bothered with it. We didn't believe it. We didn't swallow the propaganda. And we could speak out and be free and do what we like within reason as long as we don't hurt anybody. I think that is the message that I would like to give today, that as much as we feel separate from the rest of society, we are actually part of society and we're out there to reclaim our rights and to demonstrate that we are part of a wider society. My belief as a health scientist is that this won't stop until we overturn virology as a faulty science. It is. It is the virology, it's virology as currently practiced as a genetic discipline and biotechnology and the pharmaceutical interests that got us into this. And it won't stop until those are pushed back and until virology has been overturned. And unfortunately, we're standing here in the grounds, the campus of the Center for Life, which is misnamed in my view. It should be the Center for Death. Because what has happened with these vested interests, big pharma, biotech, and virology has meant that they've created these dreadful tests, these dreadful drugs, and these awful pathways and protocols that are basically killing thousands of people, millions across the world, if you add it up.
Yes.
There is no question at all that millions of people have died and millions of people have suffered adverse events following the administration of these COVID injections. That's fact. You can look this up on the VERS data and the MHRA data. Whether they've caused them is another issue, which will be difficult to prove, but they are associated deaths. They're affiliated with the administration of these injections, which have not been proven. 2 years ago, I stood out about this, and I was called a conspiracy theorist by doctors like Asim Malhotra, who went on television to show the world that he was having his jab. And a couple of weeks ago, he's come out and said it should be stopped. So who was right and who was wrong? That's not the issue. The issue is that he did a bloody good thing doing that a couple of weeks ago, and he deserves a round of applause for that. However, I would have liked it if he'd done it earlier and not waited a couple of years. And I think that this is also what I'd like to talk about, is freedom within the so-called truth movement. There are many scientists that would like to speak out within the truth movement who are questioning virology and questioning the existence and the proof, the scientific proof we've been given to show that these things called viruses actually exist. And we've been shut out, not just of the mainstream media, but almost sometimes the so-called truth and freedom movement. Do you think that's a good thing? I would like to ask why organizations like the World Council for Health are not engaging with these scientific issues and concealing them from the public by not actually talking about them. You know, you can censor things in all sorts of ways. You can censor things explicitly, or you can just ignore things and as though they don't exist. So why are these issues not being talked about more within the truth movement? We need to have absolute truth here. We need to know the scientific basis for what we've been told in the last 3 years, and we need to have that proof. And I'm working as much as I can with other scientists like Andrew Kaufman, Thomas Cowan, Sam and Mark Bailey, and there are many other scientists, medical and biomedical scientists, and other freedom-loving citizen scientists that are producing the information and the data that all of you need to see. There is no scientific basis for masking and social distancing. As you can see, walking through the streets of Newcastle this afternoon, many other people agree with me. How many masks did you see? Very few. How much social distancing? Very little, if any. And this is why we need to engage with mainstream. There is no good coming away and developing your own little bubble, because no man is an island. No woman is an island. We are all part of a bigger society. We cannot absent ourselves from our responsibility as citizens. We are citizens, and we have a right, an inalienable right, since before the Magna Carta, to associate, affiliate, and congregate together, and to protest, like we're doing today, peacefully, as citizens. So that is my message, several messages, to do with science, freedom, and being human, and also being spiritual. We must fight this on many fronts. As much as it's important to come out on rallies like today, there's also a fight that you're doing in your own families and communities. You are role models. How you behave, how you argue, is very important. We will be judged by the model that we demonstrate to other people. There's no good being aggressive. There's no good acting as though we know it all, because we don't. And that's the issue for me as a scientist, is we know very little. But what we do know shows that what we've been told is an utter pack of lies. And we've been told it by big pharma, big biotech, and government agencies like the UK HSA and the MHRA that are basically mouthpieces for vested interests. You've not been told the truth, you know that. Whether I'm speaking the truth or not is also an issue. You're right to criticize everyone and to be skeptical and form your own opinion. Be your own person. Don't be guided, don't be compliant, don't be coerced. Yes, don't comply.
Okay, Mark.
Bye, Mark. Don't comply, but also be congenial. Don't be aggressive, be congenial, and try and bridge the gap. Try and reach out. Try and meet halfway. Be negotiable. Tom Cowan, Andrew Kaufman, myself, and the Baileys, and many other scientists, including Mike Eden, we produced a document called Settling the Virus Debate. It's a proposal to meet the mainstream virologists halfway. We've designed an outline set of experiments which can be undertaken by someone like this if they want to demonstrate or not whether or not SARS-CoV-2 and other viruses actually materially exist. So we put out an olive branch to the other side. We've met them halfway. We've met them more than halfway. Now this is the way to behave, both as a scientist and as a citizen. Negotiation, being reasonable, but not lying down and being walked on. Standing up for your rights as a citizen and as a scientist. So that's my message today, and I'd like to thank you very much for listening to me, and thank you very much for coming here today. All my work is on Telegram channel, and you can follow all the other people I've mentioned on their own channels and their own websites. So onwards and upwards, and embrace the future. Colonize the future, and let's get this done. Thank you very much.